This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:07, hour number 3 of our get-together on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check? It's brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, Epstein files due to be released within 30 days. The Department of Justice has 30 days to deal with that, unless there's an ongoing investigation that involves some of the players, and those particular records will be held back, essentially. All right, we will pick up on that in a little bit. But in the meantime, I mean, the holidays are here. You've got the family over, and all of a sudden, one of your wacky, you know, Uncle Lou, who you know, he just hates guns, has to start trouble. Good morning and welcome, Louis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. And the only gun I hate are the ones that don't work.
Yeah. I mean, they are useless. They are paperweights, in essence. That is true. So, you know, they've come out this every town for gun safety. You know, they always have a cute little terminology involved. But they're giving pointers as to how you can counterpoint your pro-gun relatives, you know, your pro-Second Amendment ones. Like, you know, guns don't kill people. People kill people. Every town says you should respond by saying people with guns kill people and more efficiently than people without guns. What do you think about that?
I, one, just laugh at that. And two, my response is, hey, look, murder's been illegal since Hammurabi carved it into a stone tablet thousands of years ago. Guess what? Criminals are criminals because they break the law. They don't care.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that they use the term efficiently, like, yeah, people with guns kill people and more efficiently than people without guns. And there's a lot of truth to that. Do you know what else it's efficient at? Stopping someone with a gun who's attempting to kill you or your family members.
I mean, this is the same argument that was made back during the Middle Ages in Europe, saying the common people can't have swords because they kill each other. Meanwhile, it was the nobility going around killing everyone. You know, this is all just goes back to the same thing. And they let the cat out of the bag when they said, well, it's to kill more people efficiently. Well, yeah, they want to be the efficient ones. It's why every totalitarian dictatorship, every regime, every Holocaust, every genocide, they all happen the same thing in places where the where the common people are disarmed, you know.
And well, then they'll talk about, they'll say, you know, the pro-Second Amendment person will say, well, you know, look at gun control laws in Chicago. That hasn't done any good. And then their rebuttal is, well, you know, the guns come in with from other places that have weaker laws. But actually, the whole state of Illinois has severe gun control measures, red flag laws, 72-hour waiting period, a ban for concealed carry for self-defense. I mean, you know, they are strong gun laws, but it's the whole state, not just Chicago, right?
Look, the United Kingdom discovered this very very hard during the troubles back in Northern Ireland. You know, an actual island that was completely cut off from the rest of the world with gun control, and less than 1,000 IRA terrorists just decided, well, to hell with that. We don't need to use guns. We're just going to bomb people. I mean, look, gun control, arms control, none of that works because bad people are going to do bad things, period. Again, it doesn't matter. I mean, New York, Chicago, L.A., Washington, D.C., it doesn't matter. Look across the border into Canada. Extremely restrictive. You think the criminals there care? The cops aren't stopping them. They can't stop them because, again, criminals don't care. They break the law.
That's the nature of the beast, no doubt. So, all right, so we got that. You know, when you sit down with family members, just be prepared. They might come with both barrels loaded, so to speak. But this other thing that's troubling that's in the news, the National Fraternal Order of Police is against something that we have talked about many times, and this is reciprocity for concealed permit holders. It should be good in all the states. What are your thoughts about this?
Look, as a former police officer, I find it extremely hypocritical, the position that the FOP is taking right now, especially for the fact that their arguments are, oh, well, you know, we can't have people carry guns nationwide. That's endangered to police safety. Yeah, that's bupkis and that's bull. Look, we've had multiple instances across the country where law enforcement was saved by an armed citizen. You had the incident here in Florida down in Lee County, where a Lee County deputy was being attacked during a traffic stop. It was a good Samaritan who pulled out his own firearm and shot the deputy's attacker, saving that deputy's life. Up in Washington State, you had an active shooter situation in a neighborhood where two cops were shot. One of the local area residents pulled out his gun, engaged the shooter, and dragged one of the officers to safety and kept the shooter pinned until other units could respond. You had, if you recall, the mall shooting where it was a private citizen pulled out his Glock, engaged the active shooter when there was no law enforcement officer there, and saved lives. So the idea that it's a danger to law enforcement is ludicrous, but more so for the fact that the FOP is literally pushing for national reciprocity for law enforcement officers through the Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act, the Laotia Reform Bill, that would give off-duty cops an exemption from state magazine bans and gun-free zones, while their argument is that, oh, national reciprocity will do that for John Q. Citizen. Well, no, national reciprocity doesn't do that. If you actually read the bill, the National Reciprocity Act, simply says if you could carry a firearm in your home state, you could carry it nationwide. You still have to abide by local laws in terms of gun-free zones, magazine capacities, firearm bans, all of that. While the FOP is pushing for an actual exemption for themselves, but they're claiming national reciprocity will do that when it's a fact-out lie.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we connect with you. We like to get, you know, the facts out there. And, yeah, you being former law enforcement and the FOP, it doesn't make sense. And they're not being completely honest. Hey, what's the status of the lawsuit that GOA has with the state of Florida right now?
You know, just to tie up the thing with the FOP real quick, it ain't fair that I could carry nationwide, but my wife can't because she wasn't a cop. But going into the lawsuit, we have reached a settlement agreement with the state of Florida. The state of Florida has agreed with GOA completely that, yes, the open carry ban is unconstitutional. This was our federal lawsuit, so this will have statewide ramifications, which is good, because the McDaniel case was only in the First District Court of Appeals as a state case. We filed this lawsuit back in August of 2024. And the nice thing is it's a complete reversal. The state of Florida originally was defending the open carry ban, saying that it was constitutional, that, you know, there's no reason why people should be able to open carry, so on and so forth. And now they've come to the understanding that, yeah, no, open carry is constitutional. It's legal. And they agree with this. And if they violate that, then there will be punishment and, actions that we could take against them.
Well, that was great work. I didn't think we were going to get it through the legislature, and we didn't need to because the courts ruled, and that's a good thing. And Luis Valdez, Gun Owners of America, always a pleasure. Look forward to further conversations.
Same here, always.
All right, keep up the good fight. Keep up the good work. Well, good morning and welcome, my friends. Coming up, Marco Rubio, clowning around. You decide. Details coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oh, the sun is beginning to shine, my friends. It is another day in paradise. Welcome to it. 8:21 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Marco Rubio, having a little fun, I guess you could say, making fun of the Cuban diplomat. Well, this diplomat, I can understand him rubbing Marco Rubio, our Secretary of State, the wrong way. I mean, this guy, listen, this Rodriguez Parrilla, he leveled accusations against Rubio in a social media post complaining about alleged lies from the U.S. State Department, which, according to the Cuban foreign minister, is trying to, quote, justify military aggression against Venezuela with false pretexts under Rubio's corrupt and compulsive liar leadership. Ooh, corrupt and compulsive liar? Yeah, I think that's not very nice. In full view of everyone, with the support of the media, they seek to normalize and legitimize an attack against a sovereign nation. As a dishonest ploy, here's where it gets good. They seek to implicate the legitimate Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, in drug trafficking and terrorism, two serious international scourges that have only been promoted in this region by the U.S. government, its intelligence and drug agencies, and by figures associated with all those politicians in Florida who are calling for an attack on Venezuelan territory. So what he's saying is, oh, look, this guy, legitimate. The first they're saying that Maduro's legitimate. I think that thinking people know better about that, but okay. And that drug trafficking and terrorism, he agrees that it's a huge problem in that area, but it's not Maduro's problem or fault. It's our fault. The U.S. government, its intelligence and drug agencies, it's our fault. If it's our fault, why would we be blowing up the boats that are full of drugs? I mean, if that's our plan. Exactly. So Rubio responded to the Cuban foreign minister, you know, and instead of going through a whole litany and list of things of why this guy is wrong and off his rocker and completely out of his realm, what Rubio did was he just sent him a GIF, right, of a clown.
Oh, wow.
Yep, that was it. That's all he needed to do. The communist Castro regime, echoing its fellow ideological peer and key ally, the Venezuelan socialist Maduro regime, claims that the United States seeks to carry out an invasion of Venezuela to oust dictator Nicolas Maduro from power and steal Venezuela's natural resources. Yeah. Venezuelan Foreign Minister Ivan Gil, on behalf of Maduro, thanked his Cuban counterpart for the message of support in a post published on his official Telegram account. Yeah, so they're all happy that this Cuban representative, well, one commie is looking out for another commie. Well, I mean, I don't think that's anything new.
Well, they're all about equality, so they've got to support each other.
Well, it certainly doesn't give them any additional credibility.
No,
I mean. Yeah, tell me how great your country is, why nobody wants to live there, and they risk their very lives trying to get to Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine that.
Right. An illegal alien from Georgia is accused of killing 23-year-old Indiana National Guardsman Terry Fry in Boone County, Indiana, in a crash that occurred there. They confirmed that Guzenbiz, this one's impossible. The man's accused of causing a fatal crash on Interstate 65 in Boone County took the life of Terry Fry while injuring three other Indiana National Guardsmen. He's an illegal alien from Georgia. And we've talked about this before. We could do these stories every day,
every
all day.
Day. Yep.
And this is another one of those. He was driving a truck that was also hauling a trailer when he swerved, spurring Fry's Humvee to swerve to avoid the truck. The Humvee, as a result of the swerving, veered off the interstate and flipped, killing Fry and injuring the three other Indiana National Guardsmen in the military convoy.
Oh.
They're in a convoy.
Wow. That's sad.
Yeah. Local media reports that the illegal alien has an address in New York, although it remains unclear when he arrived in the United States. So we lost a National Guardsman, American, young man, 23 years old, gone.
Wow.
Because somebody who wasn't supposed to be here was here.
And what was Biden's, what if Biden's responses when we talk about illegals committing crime and killing Americans? Well, Americans do it too, basically, is what he said. So that makes it okay. Americans do it too, so maybe we should let illegals come do it as well and no repercussion? No.
Hey, you know, while Biden was in power and you've got idiots like the Governor Newsom out there in California.
Mm-hmm.
They were given fake CDL driver's license to, I don't know, in different states. I guess it adds up to nearly 200,000.
Yeah.
These people couldn't pass the test, but they were granted licenses anyway, and the vast majority of them are illegal aliens.
Amazing.
And then we have people killed by these same large trucks. Mm. They scratch their heads. Mm. Wow, how'd that happen?
Yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs, you know, the heiress, Gracie Hunt. How does she feel about Bad Bunny? I'll share her thoughts with you next on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and we know that you're busy, just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, catch up on every episode whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
A34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday. We're getting there. Football weekend. Yep. Gators are going to be hanging out the swamp. Hopefully, what is it, Tennessee? Hopefully, we'll be beating Tennessee. And from 2:30 to 7:30 before the game, right outside of Gate 2 at the Exactech Arena, right across from Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, teams up with Tackle Prostate Cancer so you can get your prostate checked, you know, bend over and cough or whatever. No.
No, I think that it's a blood test.
It's just probably a PSA blood test.
Yeah, that's a whole lot less invasive.
But it could save your life.
That's true.
So get it done. There'll be some exclusive Gator swag there. Ooh. I don't know if it's like, you know, we'll say it might say Tackle Prostate Cancer or something like that. That would make it exclusive.
That's very,
right?
Yeah. Who's got one of those?
Right.
Yeah.
It'd be like, yeah, we get all this breast cancer awareness, and that's good, and that's important. Mm-hmm. But us guys, we need, what I'm saying?
That's right.
I don't know what the color is. I know the breast cancer thing is pink.
Mm-hmm.
Prostate, do they get a color-coded type thing where there's color for awareness or anything?
I don't know that I have noticed one of those.
Come on, man. Help me out with some research.
Need a little ribbon.
Can you get the team on it?
I'll get the team right on that. What is the color for
prostate cancer awareness?
I don't even think we get a month. I mean, I don't think, you know.
Well, we should. I'm telling you. Hey, I know if she met me, she would just fall in love with me. Yeah. She's the heiress to the Kansas City Chiefs, Gracie Hunt. She's a little young for me. She's only 26. But between that and millions of dollars she's worth, I think we could get along just fine.
I thought so. I think so.
What would I be? Her sugar grandpa? It's a reverse sugar, right? She'd be my sugar grand?
Yeah.
Grandchild.
I don't know.
She's not...
I think
it's
just,
young.
You're just creepy is what that would be called.
I'm not. How dare you?
What?
Okay.
Oh, by the
bit.
Way, just a side note, September was National Prostate Month.
And what's the color?
I don't see one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gracie Hunt, the daughter of the Kansas City Chiefs owner Clark Hunt, not very supportive of the NFL's decision to hire the anti-Trump rapper Bad Bunny for next year's big Super Bowl halftime show. And, if you've never seen her, she's an attractive woman,
mm-hmm.
and it sounds like she's not just going to go along and get along.
Well,
because she's
that's
not happy
good.
With the halftime show. I don't blame her.
She's got her opinion, just like the rest of us do. She should be able to make her feelings known.
Well, she went on Fox News,
Ooh. So
the lefties are giving her a strike too.
Imagine that.
She was on the Will Cain show and admitted that she is most definitely looking forward to watching the Turning Point USA alternative
nice.
Halftime show.
Plus, she is the heiress to the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that, lefties don't like that either.
You mean just because they're called Chiefs?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the Native Americans in that area very much love their football team. I really respect Erica for all she's done, especially with creating a halftime show for America. You know, children are young. They're impressionable. Young women, young men, and everyone. They just need someone to look up to, the 26-year-old said. As someone who doesn't yet have young children of her own, I can't imagine how difficult this is to navigate. I think she's done an incredible job leading Turning Point, leading young women, and really leading an alternative for young Americans. Football is becoming the world sport, but at its heart, it's America's sport built around family. When my grandfather named the Super Bowl, he intended it for it to be something children and families of all ages could
yes.
come together and watch, and really believed that the game should come first, that football is the attraction, and that it didn't need to compromise its character or rely on cheap appeal to draw an audience, especially when that approach can alienate so much of the fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And she went on to hint that she doesn't think that Bad Bunny is up to the standards of a Super Bowl halftime show. Now,
nice.
Is it too late to change it? Say, you know, I mean, I'm sure they have some sort of contract in play.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. It'd be like firing a, you know, football coach.
I mean, they have to pay him like five times?
Probably so, yeah.
The NFL honors women, the military, this country celebrates communities. So I think that whoever they select going forward for the halftime show needs to reflect those values more closely.
Hmm.
And she very much, once again, mentions she really appreciates Erica.
Nice.
And the work she's doing with Turning Point USA.
That's awesome. By the way, Skylister called, said your pronoun would be Sugar Pop.
Okay.
There you go.
Sugar Pop.
Yeah.
Was that a cereal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's come out very strongly, not a Bad Bunny fan, and he actually supporting what they're doing, Turning Point USA. Now, once again, I have to ask the question.
And I still don't know the answer.
Who is the entertainment going to be?
I still don't know the answer.
You can't trust AI with this.
No, there's so much fake stuff
And there's
out
so
there.
Much, yeah. Yeah. Anything that says the word follow behind it is pretty much clickbait and fake.
Yeah.
Anything that is not, well, I mean, where do you begin and end when you're trying to find? Look, it's not like I'm trying to find out, you know, the CIA's involvement in the January 6th debacle. I'm just trying to find out, you know, who's going to be entertaining at the halftime show.
That's a bigger secret right now.
From Turning Point USA.
Yeah.
Because I see things. It's irritating. Like, you see Bob Seger, you know, hanging out with Kid Rock, and I'm like, wow, that would be a great combo.
It would be, wouldn't it?
And the Motor City would be well represented.
Mm-hmm.
That means there's a good chance the Lions would be there.
Ah, I see what you did
there's
there.
There's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
They're not looking as great as I thought they were, but anyway.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
You can dream, Bob. You can dream.
Yeah, sure. Special Counsel Jack Smith received former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's cell phone records from AT&T during his investigation into the January 6 riot on Capitol Hill. Last week, it was reported that Smith subpoenaed AT&T for McCarthy's records, but AT&T had indicated to Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley that the company had not shared any of the former speaker's phone records. The outlet later obtained a letter that AT&T sent to Grassley indicating that the former House Speaker's records were shared with Jack Smith.
Truth comes out.
Smith, on January 24th of 2023, allegedly sought the toll records for the personal cell phones of U.S. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy at that time and U.S. Representative Louie Gohmert. The information was included as part of a significant case notification drafted by the FBI's Criminal Investigative Division on May 25th, 2023. AT&T, though, notified Grassley that the company received a subpoena for McCarthy's records in January of 23, separate from the May 23 subpoena for other toll records, and allegedly, inadvertently, supplied those personal cell records to Smith. What a mess.
Oh, man.
What a mess. Mm-hmm. And that never should have been done to begin with. Phone records, that never should have been done. And was only Republicans.
Of course. Imagine that.
Yep. Hey, a grand jury in Texas has indicted the man accused of killing King of the Hill voice actor Jonathan Joss on a murder charge. And he was the voice on King of the Hill. Remember that show? I thought it was for cartoon. Very, very well done. 13 seasons it ran, actually, from 97 to 2008. And then they did a reboot that came out. Anyway, he was the voice of John Redcorn, the Native American character the King of the Hill show. But, a grand jury has indicted a man accused of killing the voice actor. It's unclear whether Joss's killing will be considered a hate crime. Police in San Antonio did not immediately return an email seeking comment. Police alleged that Sofredo Seja Alvarez, 57, confronted Joss and his husband on June 1st. They were checking their mail at their San Antonio home, which had been burned down in January. Joss' husband, Tristan Kern DeGonzalez, has claimed the person who killed the actor yelled violent homophobic slurs before opening fire. And Keja Alvarez's attorneys did not immediately return comment. In June, Alfonso Otero, one of Keja Alvarez's attorneys, said his client was innocent and denied making any homophobic statements. So we'll see what happens there. But the grand jury has indicted this guy, and then they'll have to decide whether or not this is going to be a hate crime. And under Texas law, a hate crime, if there's a conviction, would be handled as an enhancement during sentencing, not as a separate charge. He had a reoccurring role on the television show Parks and Recreation. He played Chief Ken Hotate and appeared in two episodes of the series Tulsa King in 2022. So, pretty busy. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we want to make it easy for you. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like on Apple or Spotify or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. It's going to be another great day. Let's pump it up. Come on, tomorrow's Friday. Weekend kicking off. Time to defrost that bird. Get that frozen bird out.
Wow.
Nick, our boss, is the one that texted me and said, today's the official day you start to defrost your bird. Now, I'm assuming that means it goes from the freezer to the refrigerator.
Yeah.
You don't just leave it out, right?
No, don't put it on the counter until, like, you know, next week or
That probably wouldn't be good.
No.
I wouldn't want to eat that. Yeah. And I love me some turkey.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of stuffing do you like, Greg?
Oh, just the good old traditional southern
cornbread. Bread?
Cornbread.
Cornbread.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, this Yankee boy got turned on to the cornbread many years ago, and it's awesome. Now, I like my mom's old-style bread. Was always great too.
But now is it a little on the mushy side because it's more moist or no?
Yeah,
that's in my head what it
a little bit.
Okay,
can be.
See, I like the cornmeal and all that kind of stuff that's
and
in
sausage
it,
so. In it.
That's different. Okay.
Oh, it's really good.
I can see that. I love sausage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really
absolutely
good. Yeah. So I like both.
Okay.
I've had both.
Yeah.
In the same meal.
But then people like rare. Up in the Northeast put like clams in it and stuff. I'm like, pfft.
You gotta try everything once.
You use what you got. I get it, but my mom is from Mississippi, so those Mississippi and Texas recipes are what I grew up on.
The only thing that, I like what I like.
See.
I like the sweet potato.
Yes.
I also like regular mashed potatoes.
Yes.
I like the green bean casserole.
Some giblet gravy.
And I like both kinds of stuffing.
Yes.
And I like mostly white meat. I'll do some dark meat once in a while.
No doubt you have to put, like the gravy or something on the white meat.
Gravy on everything.
Okay.
Gravy on everything.
That's America right there.
Right.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
Speaking of which, I just saw this morning. A new condiment is now out. You got your ketchup, you got your mayo, you got your mustard.
Right.
It's called leftover gravy.
Ooh.
And it's in a squeeze thing, and it's to put on sandwiches.
Ooh.
Now, if they can pull off, the thing is, it's not really leftover gravy, and it's probably got a bunch of chemicals in it. But if they could pull off that taste, and again, I think it's only online right now, sold out just like crazy, I think through Walmart online. But I'm interested in at least trying it. Because, man, that could be good on a lot of stuff.
My deal is, after Thanksgiving, doing the leftovers,
yes,
I make a mountain, and I do it in the layers of all the things I just described, one
yes.
on top of another.
Oh, everything, yeah.
And then the gravy on top. And, I mean, I can eat that literally 3 days straight, nothing else, and never get sick of it.
That's good stuff.
It is. That's why sometimes, even if, we go away for Thanksgiving, we'll do our own at home so that I get exactly what I wanted without crying like a baby.
Yeah.
Which I've been known to do.
It's funny, though, you talk about that whole mixing thing. I've got a friend that I grew up with I'm OCD, but I mean.
He's worse than you.
The food is one of those, the food can't touch on the plate things.
Oh.
I know.
Well, I was like that as a small child.
Okay.
But then I get over it. Now I'm a mix-em-upper.
That's fine.
Stir it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but not as a kid. You're right. As a kid, I didn't like them to touch.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I didn't want one flavor mixed with the next. Now I like them all mixed up. Yep. Just do me one favor.
What's that?
Never, ever. Not just at Thanksgiving, but ever. Ever.
Uh-huh.
For me personally, ever.
Ever. We're getting the point here.
Serve canned asparagus.
Oh.
It is hideous, in my opinion.
Okay.
Hideous.
Okay.
Especially if you've ever had, regular steamed asparagus.
Well, that's true. Yeah, big difference there.
I'm like, why would you ever put it in a can? Why would you ever take it out of a can and eat it? And I'm not against all canned stuff. I like French style green beans out of the can.
Okay.
And I just open it right up.
Sure.
Pour some of the water out. Put a little salt and pepper in there, and I'll eat it right out of the can room top.
Really?
Okay. Oh yeah.
That's
a great snack.
Well, now with the whole canned thing, what about the cranberry sauce?
It's got to have the shape of the can in it.
You want the ridges.
Otherwise, I don't trust it. Yes. It's got to have all the preservatives and everything else.
Oh, that is too funny.
It should.
Nothing natural in his cranberry sauce.
Well, I've seen people go to great effort to make the real stuff.
Yes.
And I have to admit, it is very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I'm not familiar. It's not as familiar.
You know
what I mean?
You want more of a gel consistency.
Gelatinous can-shaped red. That's what I want for my cranberry. I'm not a big cranberry fan. A little bit goes a long way for me.
I would agree, yes.
I mean, I would sell cranberry sauce all day long just to get a little extra gravy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like if you bring me Mexican food and it's got sour cream, I'm like, can I trade that in for more guac?
I like the sour cream.
Yeah, I'm a guac guy.
Okay.
Nah, the sour cream never.
If we go out for Mexican, we're good then.
Absolutely.
I'll take the sour cream. You can have the guacamole.
I used to be. Now, what about chicken wings? You like the drummies or the flats?
Yes.
You don't have a preference?
I really don't. I like a mixture of both.
Yep. I used to be an all drummy guy and switched over to all flats.
Switch teams, huh?
You can try anything once. Okay, let's go to break now.
Yeah,
9 o'clock stretch is coming up next, so defrost your bird.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.